When I was 20 years old, at a party in my brother's flat in London, I met the most exotic and fabulous creature that I had ever laid eyes on. He was a performance artist called Lee Bowery. Now, he was a big man, very tall, voluptuous, fleshily imposing. And by the time I met him, he was already a legendary figure on the club scene. And for a young gay Irish art student, meeting him was both exciting and revelatory. Because Lee had made a sort of name for himself as a living work of art. He was a clubland flesh and blood sculpture, a towering installation of skin and costume that moved with surprising grace through crowded rooms of startled clubbers or puzzled gallery patrons. His astonishing costumes sometimes pushed his very flesh into impossible, unsettling shapes and set a standard for which every club kid with a couple of ping pong balls stuck to his face has been striving for ever since. For Lee Bowery, his body wasn't an end, it was a beginning, a medium of transformation and opportunity. With paint and fabric and movement and performance, he pushed against the boundaries of his own form, his own biology, and transformed himself. Until I met Lee that summer, I had always thought that I was, in a way, fixed or immutable, that I was and always would be the vet's son from a small town in the west of Ireland, that somehow my parameters were already set and my defining characteristics were already defined. But in Lee, I began to see all of these new opportunities or possibilities, because he was this doughy kid from the arsehole of Australia, and yet here he was, the startling epicenter of cool London, you know, the most fabulous creature in a scene full of fabulous creatures. And in Lee, I saw the transformation wasn't just possible, it was exciting and maybe even necessary. And for the first time in my life, I realized that I didn't actually have to be defined or confined by where or what I came from. I could define myself. I was the master of my own destiny. You know, life was for creating, not consuming, and convention was for wimps. And I am still interested in this idea of transformation as being both possible and even necessary on an individual level, obviously, but also in a wider context. You know, how do you transform, say, a society or a country? What are we and what do we want to be? And just as the caterpillar sheds its chrysalis, what do we want to leave behind when we become who we are truly meant to be?